This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
We're asking the question today to Dean Lado of Pines Power Sports Marine. Evinrude engines. These things are absolutely incredible.
Evinrude outboard engines are kind of the state-of-the-art stuff. It's direct-injected two-stroke. So first of all, being a two-stroke, we're making a power stroke every second stroke. These are direct-injected, much like our Skidoo E-Tech. If you've driven a Skidoo, and a lot of people in this area have, it's the same technology. So really good power, really good torque, and in an outboard. This is where Skidoo E-Tech came from, was from Evinrude.
How can you save cash by doing the re-rigging?
You know what? Re-rigging is getting more and more popular all the time because, let's be honest, the American exchange is not very good right now. The tariffs that certain people have implemented are really causing some stress. And when you start adding those two up and looking at boat packages, I mean, stuff we used to be selling for 50, 60 is now easy 70, 80 comparatively. And it's really pricing a lot of guys out of that market. It's tough to justify something for, let's, you know, 3 months for that kind of money. So the re-rigging thing really gets to be a very big benefit to a guy because you can still finance. You can still buy these engines, put them on absolutely any boat, re-rig the boat. And you know what? There are no tariffs and there are no exchanges because this is a Canadian company, Canadian made stuff.
Now, a lot of people are probably going to have those misconceptions about the two-stroke engine that they're too loud, they're dirty. How much of this even applies anymore?
In the old days, it used to apply quite a bit, but that was everybody. Yeah. Today, two-stroke direct-injected stuff is some of the cleanest stuff. It's five-star rated in the state of California. It is really, really clean at idle. There's absolutely no stink or smell. Yes, it is direct-injected oil. It's 100% injected oil against the crank 100% of the time. And you know what? When you talk about loud, I've had people on my pontoon boat at the lake while we're putting around looking at cabins and stuff that can't even hear the engine run.
Wow.
It's very, very quiet stuff and produces great, great power. And really, when you start talking about the oil consumption, it bleeds at 100 to 1. We're not talking about very much oil. If you ever had anything injected, I mean, most of it's 30, 40, 50 to 1. This is 100 to 1. Doesn't use very much oil.
I think my car burns more oil than that. And one of the other really cool features is the winterization.
Evinrude likes to say, spend more time on the water. And how does that apply? Well, I do this myself. In the fall, let's be honest, Saskatchewan, sometimes October can be awesome. Sometimes October is not so good. You go out fishing that last time, you think, geez, this might be the last time. I can take 2 minutes at the dock, winterize the engine, it floods itself with its own oil, turns itself off. I am now done and winterized. Take the battery out, put it in the shed. The great option to that is, oh, hey, I might want to go fishing 2 weeks from now because in Saskatchewan, the weather warms up. Pull it out of the shed, go fishing, do whatever you want, take 2 minutes, winterize it at the dock again. It's a fantastic option to help you spend more time on the water.
If you've got questions, you got to get a hold of Dean Lado at Pines Power Sports Marine in PA, Melfort, and Nipawin, or hit him up online, pinespsm.com.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckvi.com.